Episode 66, Nooks and Crannies.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
radio. Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? It is a great day to start your week off, isn't it? Yes, it is. And today we are going to be chatting about nooks and crannies. And you're like, really? What does that have anything to do with life? Well, we are going to chat about it because you know what? I think it's about time I let you in on a little secret. But before I do, I just want to say hello. Hello, hello, and welcome to all of the new ones that have maybe just stumbled upon us and going, who is this Christiane and this community and how do I get connected? I'm so glad you asked. Come on over to Facebook. We have a brand new private community just for you listeners. This isn't posted anywhere else. It's not on the createyournow.com website. You can't find it anywhere. You only find it by listening in. Yes, it is for you all. It's a chance for us to get to know each other, for me to meet you, because you know what? You are amazing. You're incredible. You're absolutely gorgeous, even in those yoga pants, I must say. So, you know, life just kind of comes at us, and this is just a time for us to come together and chill. Chill. It's girl time, and it is. I love girl time. And I don't know about you, but life always gets hurried, and I feel like, you know, here in the States when we celebrate Christmas, the hustle and bustle always of trying to get it all done. It's not even Christmas, and I feel like I'm in the hustle and bustle of trying to get it all done, squeezing it in to the nooks and crannies. Yes. But before we jump in there, I want to lead you off with this. We know what we are, but know not what we may be. William Shakespeare. Ooh, that's kind of a tough one to wrap your brain around it. We know what we are, but know not what we may be. I started thinking about that with the nooks and crannies because you know what? We all have dreams. Don't you have a dream? Maybe you left your dream on the back burner when number one came along and number two came along, and maybe you're up to number four or five now. And maybe you put it on the back burner. Maybe you wanted to go to school and that just didn't happen. And life happened instead and you went down another path. Well, all of that is okay. But sometimes coming back to those dreams is it can be very rewarding, awakening up dreams, because sometimes we bury them so deep down in the ground that we lose part of who we are. And those dreams then take a part of us away and we're no longer alive, or at least we don't feel like we're alive. Well, you know, we so desire to have more. I mean, and not more as in necessarily monetarily, even though I know money would be nice. Money does help. But money isn't everything. So, you know, that desire to having more meaning it may mean more family time. It may mean more quality time with your spouse or your significant other. It may mean just being able to do what you love, what you have a passion for. So I ask you, what are your dreams? What have you been dreaming about lately? Have you had any dreams? Are you getting enough sleep to have dreams? Sometimes we're so exhausted that we just don't even take time to have our own dreams. It's just we're caught up in the hustle and bustle. From your dreams, though, what are your goals? Well, maybe you are still in dreams because you haven't brought your dreams to goals yet, so they're still in the dreamland. That's okay, but let's get them out of dreamland. Let's bring them to the goal land, okay? We know what we are, but know not what we may be. With that hustle and bustle, and trying to get it all done. I mean, seriously, how can we get it all done all the time? Go back if you haven't listened to episode 21. And I talked there about how can I get it all done. And that would be a great review for you to go over. But that's not really what we're talking about here. Here today, we're talking about some secret sauce stuff. We're talking about how I get it all done. I'm sharing that secret with you. And that secret is in the nooks and crannies of my day. Yeah, I don't necessarily have a lot of time. I have a lot of nooks and crannies, though, of my time. And I squeeze in little things. So I may have 25 minutes. Now, you may be like, whoa, if I had 25 minutes, I could do amazing things. I barely have 2 minutes. Well, think back, though. How are you using that time? Think about what you have to do, meaning you have no choice, whether it's your job, you have to feed the kids. Eventually, they have to eat, right? Maybe you have to take a shower so you're not totally stinky. You can only go like 4 days without taking a shower, and then, woo, people begin to question. So what are you doing in between those times? For example, when I'm in the shower, okay, yes, I'm not going to take you in my shower, but when I'm in my shower, I have music playing. You know I'm a music lover. And so that's a time for me to rejuvenate my mind. I just kind of let it go. And I'm telling you, I let it all go. And gravity takes over normally. But at the same time, it's my mind. It jumps from one mountaintop to the next. And every once in a while, I go into a valley and then I come back out again. It's awesome. It's just this kind of energetic overflowing bust of enthusiasm for life. It's just the zest of, woohoo, I'm there. I'm all in. I'm ready to conquer the world. But see, the thing is after I step out of that shower, life can start to happen. Now, when my kids were younger, they would follow me in the shower. Not anymore. They're older now. They cannot follow mommy in the shower anymore. So that is almost the only way I can hide from them. But even then, they still come into the bathroom and they talk through the shower door yelling, Mom, can you get this for me? Yes, I know you have been there, haven't you? Yes. Those locks on those bathroom doors don't work either. And then you won't use them because you're afraid they may really need you, you know, blood or a flood, and you want them to have access to you. So I get that. But when you get out of the shower, that's a great time to educate yourself. Turn on something invigorating for the mind. Maybe it's my podcast. Yay, hello. I love chatting with you. Turn on that. Maybe it's another podcast. Maybe there's a couple podcasts because I have to tell you, as a podcaster, I don't listen to just me. Well, in fact, I kind of get tired of hearing myself. No, not really. I do love to talk, but I enjoy learning. I love the process and what it gives me and the growth, the potential that I see out there because I'm always growing. I'm not perfect yet and never will be till I leave this earth. So I want to grow. I want to expand my knowledge. So I use that time. I sometimes bring in my computer and I'll have a webinar or a video that I wanted to watch and I'll have it playing. Make sure your cameras are not on. Just saying. And then the other thing is a podcast. Maybe you're listening to a podcast. Turn it on. Listen to it while you get ready, while you blow dry your hair. You know, you can do that. You can press pause if you need to, if you walk out of the room. That's a nook. That's a cranny of your day that you can put something in. When you're on the road and you're traveling to or from somewhere, you know, put something on that inspires you. Because see, that's what's going to lift you up. That's going to be that bing light bulb that comes on that says, yes, I can do this. Oh, wait, that's a dream I had way back when. Why am I not doing it now? I should be able to do it now. And then it starts to turn into a goal. Yeah. You see, it's in the nooks and crannies we find gold. We do. But yet we think sometimes that we have to have this huge chunk of time, 2, 3, 4 hours of time to get anything done. Really, when you have that much time, think about it. Think about the last easy Saturday that you had, or maybe for you it's an easy Sunday. Think about that day. What do you do on that day? Do you just sit around, maybe watch some TV? Check Facebook, you know, you start looking at your emails that you haven't looked at in a couple days, and what, 30, 45 minutes, 2 hours go by. What have you done? I mean, seriously. So it's not always necessarily our gold time is found in huge honking chunks. It's found in the nooks and crannies. Why? Because it can be focused. It can be so laser beam on that, you know, I only have this much time. I can do this right now. And so you do. You get it done. The nooks and crannies are your golden ticket. It's my secret sauce. It is, truly is. I mean, with the kids' schedule, I've got to run and pick them up. Not all of them are driving. My knees are already black and blue because I'm on them so much. But when they're all driving, they're really going to be black and blue. Because I think I'm going to have to invest in like knee pads every week because I'm going to be on them all the time. And it's not for their driving. It's who else is on the road. You know, you worry about them too. So the thing is your life is such a jumbled up jungle of messy, fun, craziness, and it's happening all the time. But you can find the golden time in those nooks and crannies. You can. I truly believe it. So here is my kiss to you. Remember, if you're new, the kiss is keep it simple strategy. Okay? That's what it is. And this one today is pay attention to your nooks and crannies. And you're like, okay, yeah, I saw that one coming, Christiane. You're going to tell me to watch what I'm doing. Yes, I want you to be intentional, be aware, be awakened to how you're using that time in between time. Those big, huge chunk of time that you have, what are you doing in the little spaces? What are you doing when you go to bed? And that's before you actually lay your head down on the pillow to go to sleep. Because I know for me, I get in bed and I'm in bed maybe for 2 hours before I actually put my head on the pillow, have turned everything off, and now I'm going to sleep. So what am I doing in that chunk of time? Am I really doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Is my focus where it's supposed to be? That's a nook and cranny. So pay attention to your nooks and crannies. You're like, okay, so how can I do that? How can I pay attention to my nooks and crannies? Well, number one is ask yourself this. What can you do in a little time with great focus? And you're like, well, I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. Well, I'm glad you asked that. The thing is it's not about necessarily what you can do. First of all, what do we start talking about today? The dreams. We talked about we know what we are, but know not what we may be. You see, that's where our dreams are. That's where we may be hiding who we really are. We've put those passions to the side. Dig out the dreams. Find them. If you don't have any, start thinking about it. Dream. What do you want to be when you grow up? And you're like, I am growing up. But I still don't know. That's okay if you don't know. You still have time to grow up. We are living longer. And hopefully you're living a healthy life so that you can live a quality of life longer with that. And so having that focus time in the nooks and crannies, that's the key there. So as you're starting to dream, think about, gosh, yeah, I wonder what it would be like if I was the creator of whatever that would be. I don't know. I know I look at our little puppy dog, and he's quite hilarious. And we have this new ball for him, and it's the Waggle Ball. And we had to order it off of the TV is actually where we saw it. And then we watched it. We watched it on YouTube. And oh, my goodness, we finally got one. It is the best thing ever. And no, I'm not affiliate for the Waggle Ball. But I'm telling you, if you have a puppy dog, oh my goodness, it is great. It really is. And I look at that and I watch him. And we can't let him have it all the time because literally he would be exhausted. So him having it for a chunk of time doesn't work. But him having it in the nooks and crannies of his day is heavenly. So how are you using your nooks and crannies of your day? Is it heavenly? Are you filling it with just stuff? Are you filling it with the comparison trap of going through Facebook and seeing what everybody else is doing? How about deciding, hey, you know what? I'm trying to lose weight. Maybe I should start writing about it. Maybe I should start blogging. That would be good. Oh, wait, but I'm a mommy, and I'm a mommy of triplets. And you know what? This is hard stuff. Maybe I could be a support person for people out there. I could just write. It would help free me. I do it anyway. What's your dreams? How are you going to turn your dreams into your goals? Look at your nooks and crannies. So once when you start looking at the little time, okay, you have that little time, but that little time is that laser beam focus time. So you think about, what can I get done? Well, you know, we tried the brand new Fit Episode 1. We did a little fitness podcast for you all to see how it would work. And it was brand new for me. So I was really kind of nervous about doing it all. But I wanted to give something of value to you to take your life to the next level. Some of you are like, yeah, we all know how to exercise, but it's still doing it. But you know what? You do those exercises and you do three sets of them. You've got a workout in 9 minutes. If you do four sets, you've got them in what? 12 minutes. If you do five sets, yeah, baby, 15 minutes. You've got a great overall body workout, functional fitness that you can fit into your nooks and crannies. Not this, some of this humbug stuff that's like, oh, I have to go work out for 30 to 60 minutes. That's my excuse. No, it's not. No, it's not. Where's your nooks and crannies? Do you get up in the morning and you lay there for 10, 15, 20 minutes hitting the snooze button? When you could be up and getting some fresh water, doing three sets of those very simple wall exercises and moving on for the day. Yeah, that could be you. So your kiss. Pay attention to your nooks and crannies. Be aware of what you're doing. Are you wasting time or are you filling time with golden time that's going to help take you literally to the next level? We know what we are, but know not what we may be. William Shakespeare says it so real. I love you all. I can't wait to see you on the other side. Blessings and hugs and lots of love. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.